Ai, avevo bossi grande. How many of you feel better? How many of you feel better today? Because you laid your burdens down. I feel better, so much better since I laid my burdens down. Amen. How many of you got a praise? How many of you got a praise on the inside? You got a praise for what God is going to do. Glory to God. Amen. God is in the house. He's in the house. It's prophetic. Every dance is prophetic because God says, I'm putting a seal on it. I'm putting a seal on what I'm getting ready to do. God is in the house now. He's moving in this place. And if you got a praise, just give God a praise. Even if it's a sacrifice of praise, give him a praise in the house of worship. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Yeah, come on, the robot, speaking on that. I am a Bolshevik. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Yes, hallelujah, God. And the look of the ball sticking on there. All the shouting you see in the day, it's prophetic. It's prophetic. Because God's getting ready to do something. It's prophetic. Amen. God says it's prophecy being fulfilled in the house of worship today. Because if you don't have nothing to praise about, when I finish this word today, you're gonna know that God spoke in this house. That God is speaking right now. There's some folk that have shouted and praised God to preface the prophecy today. God says, I'm moving it, even in this house of worship. So go ahead and give me some praise. Yes. Oh, glory to the name. That's the name of the Lord. Abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of blessings, blessings, blessings. Yeah, come on. Yes, God. How many of you believe God? I believe the Bible says if you believe his prophets, yes, so shall you prosper. Amen. But God is getting ready to bless. He's getting ready to move tremendously, even in your lives today, praise God. In spite of how you laugh at what he's getting ready to do, God says, I'm going to manifest my glory. I call the both seeker about I see. My subject today is I heard what you're saying. I heard what you said. You didn't believe I was going to do what I was going to do, but God says, I'm going to do it. Amen. You might have laughed at what I said I was going to do it. It might seem too fantastic, but God says, I'm moving. And if you'll believe the word today, the manifestation shall follow. Oh, glory to God. Oh, shut up, bubble, seek it about sitting. You can be seated. Here, conda la bubble, seek it about seat. Under the gunnable, seek it about seat. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. And then look at the Bokoshi. Thank you, Jesus. In Genesis, the 18th chapter, beginning at verse 9, when the Lord told Sarah and Abraham, told Sarah, came to Sarah, praise God. Let me read that scripture. And he said, and they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. The time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Amen. And in Genesis 17 chapter, we know that Abraham laughed first. Amen. He laughed first. In the 17th chapter, it says in verse 17, then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Amen. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to me in the wee hours of the morning. I heard what you said. I heard what you said. Now, this is a blessed word today, man. I heard what you said. You got to know when a covenant God makes an agreement with you, he shall bring it to pass. It's not going to be based on what you do so much except for doing the covenant part that he told you to do. It was so fantastic not just to have a child, but that God said to Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. That this seed that you're going to have, amen, is going to cover the shores, amen. That your seed is going to go forth in generations, not just in the Jews, but in the Gentiles. Bless the name of the Lord. I heard what you said. God has spoke some things in your life, amen. God has told you he was going to do certain things. And we have done just like Abraham and Sarah. We laughed about it, amen. We laughed about it. And even in your own heart, you might not have told nobody, but you said in your heart, I just don't believe God is going to do this great thing that he said he's going to do. But I'm a witness here today. The Lord told me to come tell you, I'm going to do that and exceedingly more, praise God. All you got to do is believe the woman of God today. He said, I'm going to manifest myself even in your situation. Glory to God. Some folk believe that because they laughed, that it's going to deny them the promise. But you got to know that God is a covenant-keeping promise. He's going to bring it to pass, praise God. Even in spite of our weakness, God brings certain things to pass. God does certain things, amen. And I believe I preached a few years ago, he's going to do it for his glory. For his glory, amen. It ain't going to be about me. It ain't going to be about you. But God said, I'm doing it for my glory. I want to show the world that I've got a people. Glory to God. That will stand on the promises of God. Because I'm doing it so the world will know that the church ain't flaky, amen. That the church hasn't died out, praise God. I'm bringing it to pass so the world will know, amen, that I got a covenant people that is obeying my word. So in the days ahead, I want you to see the hand of God. There shall be signs. There shall be wonders. There shall be miracles even in your house, praise God. There shall be miracles even in your children. There shall be miracles even in your grandchildren. I'm going to turn the hearts of the daughters to the mothers, the sons to the fathers, praise God. I'm going to reconnect families in the mighty name of Jesus. The seducing spirit that has been loose in the earth, amen, has to come in contact with the Holy Spirit of God. God says, getting ready to turn some things around. Oh, glory to God. Give God some praise. Anda na cala boca, sim. Anda na cala boca, sim. Anda na cala boca, sim. I hear the Lord say it. Now, daughter, flip it. I heard what you're saying. To the naysayers, to the those that don't believe that the church is alive and well, I heard what you say. I heard that you said that the church is going down. But I beg to differ today. Even through the prophet of God, you're going to see a revival. Oh, Shambaboko Sikirane. Come into the house of God. Men and women are going to run in. Say, what must I do to be saved? There are going to be prayer meetings going on all across this nation, amen. And those of you that have been faithful, God says that my anointing is going to quicken. It's going to quicken even the dead, praise God. It's going to quicken, amen, even the dead, praise God. So prepare yourself for the mantle that I am releasing. Oh, Shadalabawosika. Even through the anointing of God today, I hear the children rising up with a new voice, even in the spirit. Oh, the young shall return. The young shall return. And they're going to come forth with a voice of triumph. In the mighty name of Jesus, praise God. It's going to be holiness. Holiness within the body. And the Lagalaboko see. I heard what you say. I heard what you said last night. You think I can't deliver? You think I can't bring you out? God says, I'm willing to do the hard thing. Have I got anybody that's going to believe me? I'm willing to do the hard thing. Oh, as you bow your knees to God, God said, come against every seducing spirit, every doctrine of the devil, amen. The voices in when they come into the house of God, bind the voices on your job. Watch the hand of God, watch me move. I'm moving out the enemy. I'm moving out the enemy. You have got to be aggressive, even in the spirit. God says, I heard what you say. There ain't nothing good came out of my family. There ain't nothing good been coming out of my family. Nothing right, praise God. God says, I'm turning it around. I heard what you say. I won't never get a husband. I won't never get a wife. I heard what you said. I'm going to do what you want me to do now. You got to believe God. I heard what you say. Don't believe I could conceive. Even like Sarah, you got to watch the miracle. See it. Call those things that be not as though they were, amen. Call them as not as though those things that are not as though they were. Begin to go in your house. Speak deliverance in your house. Speak deliverance on your finances. Speak deliverance on your job. Speak deliverance on your spouse, praise God. Speak deliverance so the change will come, praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Shambabako, seek it about us. All those things that are thought to be impossible, they're possible with God. Amen. God says, my people have been beat down. My people have been beat down. My people have been deluded by the enemy, thinking that some things are too hard. Amen. But he said, believe me for the hard things. He says, because I'm going to do it. Praise God. I'm going to do it. Praise God. If your church seemed to be dry, your church seem to be lacking, get on the prayer wall and begin to pray and believe God. God says love covers a multitude of sin. If your faith ain't working, tap into the love spout. Tap into the love spout, because love is what makes your faith work. And the little boy, she could have back, I see it. Oh, glory to God. I heard what you said. Somebody said, I got an Ishmael. Out of Ishmael, that'll work for God's purpose. God said, not so. See, because a lot of us are looking for an easy way out. An easy way out. But God said, you're going to have to go my way. One reason why you can't use your Ishmael is because it's not the holy seed. It's not the holy seed, amen. Pastor Whitfield, I beg to differ with you. I believe I can do this thing without doing it God's way. Well, you're going to watch the hand of God move against you. We got to do it God's way. God's way, amen? I believe I heard Sister Gooden say today, COVID didn't take us out. Didn't take Central Heights out. Didn't take District Union out, praise God. I think every one of us should have gone to another level in God since COVID, amen. We should have all gone to another level in God, amen. We should know right now, praise God, because we didn't go during that time, that God is sitting on the throne and he's got a purpose for every one of us. Glory to God. Heard what you said. I heard what you said, Pastor Whitfield. That church over there on Bright Street, how can anything good come out of there? How can anything good come out of a community where there's drug addicts and prostitutes? How can anything good come out of that area, praise God? He says, stay on the wall. Watch, watch, watch. Watch Central Heights. Watch Goldsboro Chapel. Watch St. Joseph. Watch Union Grove. Watch Center Love. Watch Greater St. John. Watch what God do. Watch Woods Chapel. There's a rhema word coming forth in the days ahead. And now I'm speaking to the pastors. God's going to enhance your vision. God's going to enhance your vision. Not just in district number 3. He's going to enhance your vision. He's going to tell you to do some things that will bring folk into the ministry. He's going to tell you to do some things, amen, that will grow your ministry and your finances. He's going to tell you to do some things, amen, that's going to equip you for the millennium, praise God. He's going to tell you to do some things. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. You might laugh now. And what God may be speaking may seem incredible. But you watch what God do. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for us. We are on the brink of a miraculous move of God. And you have got to know it, praise God. There shall be a culmination of the young and the old, praise God. God says, I'm going to do the work, praise the Lord. I'm going to commission and I'm going to send, praise God. Watch the hand of God. Glory to God. And then I got to go share. Believe the word of God. Believe his word. And then I go send that I got to go share. I heard what you said. And now the Lord says, I'm saying, you heard it today. Revival, renewal, restoration. Hallelujah. I shall build the local church. I shall build the local church. Our conference is no stronger than the local church. I shall build the local church. So don't wane. Don't waver. Watch God move. Watch him move. Your laughter has not denied the promise. It's just provoked God. It has provoked God. Because he says, I have to get this done in spite of your laughter. When Isaac was born and when the promise comes, you're going to be reminded of this laughter. Amen. Isaac means he laughs. Praise God. You're going to be reminded. I'm going to do this thing for the church because God will not be ashamed. And he will let not his people be ashamed by the enemies. That's the word of the Lord today.
Amen. God has blessed us. He's come to our rescue one more time. Now, as she was preaching, I was trying to look at this about myself. I didn't see this coming this morning. Now, I told you that we go through something as ministers, as people. I mean, people think that ministers don't go through nothing. Everything is good. They're living right all the time. We go through something. I'm going to talk about Stevie for a little bit. I thank God for the word this morning. Amen. There's been some things in my life that at one point in time, God would show me how he was going to bless. But there's been some other things that's happened that caused me to want to not believe what God has said. Well, maybe he meant it this way. Maybe it's not going to come because now I'm too old now. Maybe it wasn't God that told me he was going to do what he was going to do. When we pray this morning, we weren't just praying for a form of fashion. We asked that God would come and bless this service. Not that, but he blessed me. I just need to hear from the Lord. To know that no matter what's going on with me, he is still there. I'm not by myself. All of us are going through today. And we got to be honest with what she said. Now, if we want to be delivered, we got to be honest. When you know you have doubted God, when you know we have come short of God, we got to admit it. And then when he come to us and give us this opportunity like now, we need to come to him. I thank God that he gonna do what he said he was gonna do. I don't know what your life situation is. I don't even know what you're going through right now. But God is going to do what he said. As the word was given, he heard what we said. Amen. Thank God. We're opening up this opportunity. For whosoever will, let him come. Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances is, God is able to deliver. He will deliver. And I believe that. Amen. If there's anybody that has backslidden, God still loves you. He ain't changed. This is a time that you could come. Don't be worried about what nobody says. Nobody is going to be able to do anything at the day of judgment. We're going to all have to stand before God our own selves. This is an opportunity for all of us. Amen. If you want someone to pray for you because you're going through, just come. You ain't got to tell everybody what's. Just come and believe that God will and is going to deliver. Amen. Come on, give us a song. Brothers and sisters, come today. come today. Pray, God, thank you right now for your word today. God, I know there was a purpose for this word. And I know that you don't make no mistakes. You know the circumstances of everyone here. You know what each and every one is going through. And God, let your will be done. Have mercy. Bless and deliver. Have mercy, God. Bless us, God, to keep our faith in you. Bless us, God, to believe in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the one you have blessed to give the word today. Bless her, God. Bless her, she will continue to listen to you as you direct her in the name of Jesus. Let us all, God, as you speak to all of us, listen to you. I thank you. I thank you for me. I didn't know. But I thank you. I thank you for me. I thank you. I believe what you promised me. I believe what you said you would do for me. I thank you. I thank you. I glorify you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Let's give God some glory one more time. Amen. Amen. For him using Pastor Whitfield. Let us continue to pray for her. Amen. So I said before, I thank the Lord, because I didn't see him speaking to me this morning about my own situation. I don't want nobody pitying me. I don't need that. But I just want you to know that I thank God. And I want those who want to know that God is still encouraging. God love us all. And now I'm surely an extra witness that he will do what he said he was going to do. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that word today. Amen. Amen. At this time, district gather. Amen. Collins is coming to us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Whitfield, for that powerful message on today. And we give God the glory and we give him the praise. And so much was wrapped in her message today. And I hope one of the things that we take away from it is that there's always hope with God. Amen. Praise God. We give him the praise and give him the glory and thank him for using her to remind us that it's not too late. I said it's not too late. Praise God. And I don't know who this for on today, but she said, do not settle for Ishmael, that comfortable thing, that thing that does not require us to believe God. And I could hardly contain myself because as she was preaching, I was saying she was preaching my story, me and Eldred's story. We tried everything from foster care to adoption, went through a miscarriage. And to be honest with you, I got to the point that I told her, I said, it just ain't going to happen. And I think if we be honest, sometimes we can come to that place that you go through so much, you say, well, it just ain't going to happen. But we kept praying. We kept believing God. And there he is sitting right back there in the back. To God be the glory. Amen. And every time we're out in public, people come up and say, Lord, you got a pretty grandbaby. And you know what I tell them? I said, no, that's not my grandbaby. That's my son. Amen. And then I look at them and I tell them this. I say, I'm getting old, but I'm getting better. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, just look at somebody beside you. Say, I may be getting old, but I'm getting better. Tell them against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God on today. And we've been blessed with two powerful messages this session. Praise God. Get your house in order. Praise God. And then mother comes back today. He heard what you said. Amen. So we thank God for that, that powerful tag team on last night. Minister Joel really blessed us. And then Dr. Whitfield came back this morning and she blessed us. So we thank God for that on today. I'll make this one last request, Pastor, and I'm going to get out of the way and I'm going to sit down. But I want you, Pastor Barrett, to come and get us ready for conference. And you know the song that I want you to sing. She's gonna give us a little, something to lead us into the conference. Don't even act like that. You already know the song, My Body. I got to hear that. You got to get us ready. Amen. Yeah, that's right. She's gonna get us ready for conference. Now you know Northwest B have not had conference if we have not heard My Body belong to God. And somebody need to hold on to it today. Let us stay and we going home on this.
My body. My body. My body.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to let the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, let it rest, rule, and abide, hence now and forevermore. Can everyone say amen? Amen.